What's up, Irv?
What's going on? Summer.
It feels like it. I don't know. Like, Randeep came into the studio today. And he's like, yeah, it's hailing outside.
It was.
It was, man.
Welcome to Vancouver, Dan.
Only took him 3 years.
Man, I'm stuck in a storage box studio here for half my life. So it's, you know, I don't even get to enjoy the nice days when they come.
Let everyone else tell you that. It looks good out.
It does look pretty good out. It's sunny out. Can the Canucks bring some of that sun into their game? Okay, that was terrible. I'm sorry.
That's a deep reach.
Yeah, no, it wasn't very good. But
I think that's a deep reach.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Okay, enough piling on. But it just feels like every night the Canucks are playing to keep their season alive. And now you've got Edmonton in here that's rolling pretty well. McDavid's as hot as anybody we've seen in the salary cap era. And you feel like you've got to find a way to win somehow. At some point, we've got to stop talking about moral victories, Irv.
No, you're right. And I think that, you know, like with the exception of a couple bad mistakes last game, I think they played well enough to win. But the whole moral victory thing needs to be thrown out the window. I mean, this team is, right now, they need to play as a desperate hockey team every single game. And I think that their game's been pretty good of late. You know, it hasn't been that bad. You know, the top guys are finding their form. You know, the Lotto line has been clicking. Was it 28 points in their last few games? So I think that, you know, they have been playing well. I think Horvat kind of needs to come back to life a little bit here. But some individual efforts from the bottom six, I think, is probably what you know, Travis Green and his coaching staff are looking for, and obviously, you know, just a little bit better goaltending. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but, you know, at some point, sometime down the road here, you got to hope that one of Braden Holtby or Thatcher Demko is going to steal you a game.
Well, early on in the Green Report, Brendan Batchelor asked a question about the 2-0 leads that the Canucks have given up. And Travis Green had some resistance saying, hey, those weren't games that they didn't blow leads in that situation. You can understand a coach trying to stand up for his players and the efforts, but that's exactly what they did, though, Irv, right? Like, those are games where they were in control, and all of a sudden they just kind of flushed it down the toilet.
A couple mistakes. I mean, realistically, and I think that that's what it is. Like, I just think that, you know, they're costly errors from guys that you don't expect to be making costly errors. And unfortunately, that's been the way the Canucks have gone this season. It's, you see mistakes from their top guys. You see silly mistakes from guys that you shouldn't expect it from. And then you have, you know, the goals that have been going in from things that you don't expect from on Holtby and even Demko for that matter. So I think that, you know, for this Vancouver Canucks team, it's the consistency you want. You know, they've been wildly inconsistent all season long. So I think that, you know, when you go into a game, it's, you hope that they can play. I know, quote unquote, it's going to sound bad, but the full 60 minutes and try and get through a game where, you know, they limit their mistakes, and it's going to be tough tonight. You know, you've got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl rolling into town, and, you know, those two are playing as well as anyone in not only in the North Division, but in the National Hockey League. So I think the Canucks will have their work cut out for them tonight, but I think they're ready for the challenge.
We've been discussing Pettersson's game, and you know, the national conversation is focused on Matthews versus McDavid. And, you know, a lot of us here in Vancouver, maybe foolishly, I'll maybe put myself in that category, thinking that Pettersson can get into that category, and maybe he would even be ready for it as early as this season. He had the tough start, scores a couple of goals in the last game, but where do we see Pettersson right now? And, you know, do we still believe that he can be a centerman that eventually, you know, we look at as a surefire top 10 in the league and maybe even encroaches on the top five?
Yeah, I mean, look, Elias Pettersson's a superstar in the National Hockey League. I don't think there's any question about that. I think all superstars do struggle a little bit. I think that it's up to them to be able to do what they need to do to get themselves out of it. And so far, right now, I think Elias Pettersson is doing that. I mean, but if we're comparing him to Matthews and McDavid this season, I think it's kind of unfair a little bit just because of the season that they're having. But when you look at what Elias Pettersson, you know, kind of was going through with his line mates earlier in the season, you know, Besser scoring, JT Miller's not really playing well, and I think it brought him down a little bit too. So, you know, Pettersson was, you know, he's out working on his shot. He watches a ton of video, and now he's finding himself and putting himself in different scoring positions. He's putting himself in positions to succeed. And I think that, you know, that's something that, you know, you want to see from your young superstar. And, you know, it's all about being a student of the game. I think for a lot of these guys, you look at any one of the top guys in the league, from Sidney Crosby when he was a young kid to you know, guys like Mark Scheifele, guys like, you know, like McDavid, like Matthews, like Mitch Marner, and even to an extent, guys in Calgary like Johnny Gaudreau, you know, they're all students of the game and they all really enjoy watching how can they, how they can improve. And I think that Elias Pettersson is one of those guys where, you know, he does watch a lot of things he needs to improve on. And slowly but surely, it is starting to get better. So do I think he can get there one day, Dan? Yeah, absolutely. But I don't, like, you know, this season, I think I don't want to call it a wash because, you know, he's scoring and he's kind of turning his game around a little bit. So I think that that's a positive if you're a Canucks fan.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Irfan Ghaffar of the Fourth Period. Irf, when we look at the next four games, we know they're vital. They play Edmonton and then they play Winnipeg. And then before they head out east and play Montreal and Toronto. But when do you decide on whether you're selling if you're the Canucks? Looking ahead the next couple of weeks, where do you think that point is if it continues to go this way?
I mean, who's buying what you're selling, first of all? I think that there's the aspect of that, too, right? Like, Brandon Sutter? I mean, Adam Gaudette, really? Are those guys really going to help a team that's going to want to contend for a Stanley Cup down the road? Maybe Brandon Sutter does. Is a guy like Alex Edler willing to move? You know what I mean? Or are you going to, you know, get rid of some of your young guys like Jake Virtanen and players like that? So I just think that, you know, right now for the Vancouver Canucks, they're in a position where, yes, I understand how the points are working right now. Montreal's got five games in hand. The Canucks are only a few points back of that fourth and final, you know, playoff spot in the division. But it's just for them, I think, right now, it's play consistent hockey. And I think that, you know, for Jim Benning and his staff, and even for Travis Green and his coaching staff, it's the matter of, you know, getting consistent efforts night in and night out. And I still believe with only seven teams, you know, in the North Division that, you know, it's not over until it's really, really over, until you're mathematically eliminated or you're so far out of it where you know that there's no possible chance of you coming back, then you deem yourself, you know, a quote-unquote seller. But to be completely honest, like, I don't know who's buying what the Canucks are selling right now, to be completely fair.
Yeah. You know, we've heard, you know, the Jake Virtanen talk. Elliot mentioned Tanner Pearson today, linked with Arizona potentially. You know, I would imagine Sutter might have some suitors around the league just because he's on an expiring deal. And I think, you know, he still has a strong enough reputation that a lot of teams could say, yeah, he could help us in a playoff run on our fourth line or something to that effect. You've got a couple of unrestricted free agents. They're not, you know, reeling in first round picks or top prospects coming back the other way. But I guess the question mark is, when do you want to make that decision? Because, you know, from an ownership perspective, you know, other years you might say we want to keep the dream alive. We got to keep butts in seats and stuff like that. But that's not a reality of this season. It might be advantageous to look at making that call a little bit earlier.
Well, I mean, for sure. And I also think that, you know, you don't necessarily want to run the risk of, you know, calling this season a complete write-off and, you know, having guys, you know, getting rid of guys. But I think that you need to look at next season at some point and how much money that you're going to need to have to sign your players that you're going to have. It's no secret that Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes are going to cash in, right? So I think that, you know, from a general manager's point of view and from an ownership point of view, it's, okay, well, let's see what we have here maybe in the next couple of weeks. And if we can shed salary, because that's going to be the biggest thing, it's, are we able to do that? Or do you just wait till the end of the season when all these, you know, contracts are expired?
Irfan Ghaffar, the Fourth Period, joining us here on Reach Deep. And, you know, I guess because, you know, not to get back into the speculation, you know, we did have the vote of confidence, but I think there's a bit of wonder in the market of, like, who's making that call when it's time to make it, Irf.
Which call?
Deciding to be a seller and when to start making those phone calls and seeing if there's any suitors for your pending unrestricted free agents.
Well, you see the owner when Francesco Aquilini tweeted what he did, obviously there's a vote of confidence there for Jim Benning and Travis Green. So, you know, one would have to, you know, go with the assumption that until Jim Benning is not the general manager of this hockey team, he's got, you know, authority to make moves and to try and improve the team. I mean, that's why they did hire him in the first place. And I know obviously a lot of noise did surround what was happening when things weren't going very well for the Vancouver Canucks earlier this season, and if Jim Benning's job was on the line. And I think that, you know, if you're a coach or you're a general manager in the National Hockey League right now, I don't, maybe there's an exception of few, I think realistically every day, you know, you're coaching or you're managing a team for a job, for keeping a job, to try and improve the team that, you know, you're employed by. So, you know, for Jim Benning, does he want to make this team better? Absolutely. Is it going to be tough? Yep. And same thing for Travis Green. You know, does he want his team to, you know, blow a 2-0 lead? No, absolutely not. And I think it's up to these guys to try and improve this team in both ways that they're doing. And I think it's evident in what we've seen over the last little while that, you know, they have been playing better. And I think that they're starting to find their identity a little bit. And, you know, that can only be a positive as well.
Irf, appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk soon.
Hopefully you can enjoy some sun, Ben.
I hope so. Maybe get out for a nice little stroll before the game. I don't know. We'll see what happens down by the seawall.
Hope so.
Thanks, Irf.
All right, boys.